Seven.
Paper seven is the work in progress paper, and we have two issues that are still currently on hold, ones which we will be starting to take a look at in the near future, given that the progress that have been made on both IFRS 9, that being issued, and IFRS 15. Then we also have two new issues to highlight for you, both related to IFRS 10. There is some relationship or similarity between those two, so what we'll do is we'll bring both of those to you at the same meeting so that you can consider any interactions that need to be thought about as we're looking at those two. But other than that, I don't think there was anything else that we need to add to the list here. So does anybody have any questions?
Michael, I should have asked you this earlier, but I think it came up last time. What about variable consideration?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, variable consideration. And I went back and had another look at that. Where we had left that was the board, we presented it to the board, and the board had considered that. And that was something that we will need to bring up with the board first before potentially bringing back to this committee.
Okay. I thought that we were going to wait until the board had reached its conclusions around variable consideration and leases.
Yes.
And then when that was done,
then ask the board for direction as to what should happen. Do they want the committee to take something on to its agenda in that regard?
It's already on our agenda. This issue is on our agenda.
And we reported that to the board. So we effectively handed it over to the board at that stage.
You're convinced of that. Michael's convinced. Okay. John?
I don't recall we handed it over to the board. I thought we made a stay pending the board's discussion of
that was
variable
my
payments in the leases project. That was my recollection.
Count on Michael to have read it in detail, though. So
just a question on negative yield, negative interest, and when it's expected. Is it timing expected for taking that issue back to the committee?
I doubt we'll get it to you for November, but if it's not November, I expect it'll be the January meeting.
Charlotte?
That one is a live issue now. I know it's been discussed at industry groups, so I think people come to their own conclusions.
On the phones, any questions for Michael?
No, probably only the additional hint, I guess, if I remember it correctly, the whole discussion with the board was related to the lease project with regard to this contingent considerations and whether out of the outcome of the lease project one probably could also have some, ideas for the outcome of the accounting for contingent consideration, or at least to have a consistent manner in the accounting for contingencies, and therefore I guess formally it was stopped.
Now, I'm not terribly hung up on the formalities. I just don't want to delay any longer. We've waited a long time on this one already.
Okay. On the item about the contingent payments, variable payments issue, something that we did include in last time's IFRIC update was just a summary on that point. And we said there that we acknowledged the issue had been discussed by the Interpretations Committee at past meetings and made a recommendation to the ISB that amendments should be made to IFRS to provide guidance on accounting for such items. The committee's recommendations were presented to the ISB at its July 2013 meeting. At that meeting, the ISB noted that the accounting for variable payments is a topic discussed as part of the leases and conceptual framework projects. The ISB decided that it would reconsider the accounting for variable payments for the acquisition of tangible and intangible assets after the proposals in the exposure draft on leases have been re-deliberated.
Okay. We will. I think we have to keep our eye on that ball. and be prepared to remind the board. Even, I suspect our staff will have to write the paper anyway. So. Okay. Anything else from those on the phones?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, please stay on the phone.
7A.
7A, excuse me, I was about to cut it off, but 7A. Please go ahead, Michael.
Denise is...
Denise.
Hello. This paper 7A presents an overview of the activities from the Interpretations Committee. We are showing here the activities in the past 3 years, as well as all the activities that have taken place from January to July this year. I think that some things to highlight in this report is that during January and July 2014, we have discussed 25% more issues than during the same period in 2013. Also, another thing to highlight is that the Interpretations Committee has dealt with issues more predominantly through agenda decisions and annual improvements, and with 96% of the new issues being dealt with in this way. The number of agenda decisions has increased dramatically. You can see that in the graph that we present just after paragraph 17. And well, in the great majority of these cases, we have rejected the issues because we consider that there is enough guidance in the standards. And we have recommended very few issues for annual improvements, and less issues also for narrow scope amendments. What has happened, and as explained in the paper, is that in some occasions we have recommended some issues for annual improvements to the board, or we have rejected some issues, but at the end of the day is the board who has decided that the issue should be dealt with narrow scope amendments. And this is a case of an amendment that we have on investment entities that, as you know, there are three amendments, proposed amendments to IFRS 10 and IS 28, and also we've got these amendments to IFRS 2, also three proposed amendments to IFRS 2 that we combined together just for efficiency purposes. And we have not issued any interpretation so far. However, we've been planning on issuing an interpretation on IS 12, but this is still work in progress. Just quickly, by looking at the graph, just after paragraph 32 in this paper, the number of issues analyzed per standard, I think this graph has not changed much from the last time that we presented this graph to you. We again have got a number of issues raised on IFRS 10, and these are mainly questions raised on investment entities. So it's because of the amendment of that investment entities made to IFRS 10 that we receive questions in this respect. On IFRS 3, well, as you know, there's a post-implementation review going on. I think some of the things to highlight here is, well, in IS 28, we've got narrow scope amendments at the moment in the process of preparation or finalization. IFRS 2 amendments, as I mentioned before. And, well, we've got a number of issues that are still work in progress, as we show in the appendix. I wonder if you've got any question about this paper or about the activities or...
No? I don't see any on the floor. Questions from the phones?
No further questions.
Or anything else you would like to see in this paper reflected and on another type of analysis that you would like to see?
Okay. Thank you very much, Denise.
Thank you.
At this point, we will close the meeting.